This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My Crazy Family. It's the brand new podcast that we have officially launched that you can now subscribe to, and you can now share your crazy family stories to as well. You're about to hear a 15-minute preview of My Crazy Family. While you're listening, be sure to search My Crazy Family on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Brand new episodes every single Monday and Wednesday of each week, jam-packed with crazy family stories that may make you and your family feel quite normal, or maybe not. Search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts, press subscribe, and then share your crazy family story as well. Enjoy this 15-minute preview of the My Crazy Family podcast. Some mother-in-laws can be supportive, loving, and kind. Some can be kind of a pain in the ass, and some can be drug addicts, alcoholics, and liars.
They're crazy and insane. My crazy family.
Welcome to the program. We want to hear your crazy family stories. You can write them in at crazyfampod.com. That's crazyfampod.com, or by calling 833-CRAY-FAM. That's 833-272-9326. And if you like the program, you want to listen to it commercial-free, binge away on advanced episodes, the whole archive ad-free, then check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to press subscribe there. You can even check that out for 3 days free to get access to all of those extras. Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode. What's going on?
Well, as we're recording this, we're walking into the Christmas holiday. So I imagine we are going to have an influx of people sending in stories about what's going to happen in the next few days.
Yes, it's time to start taking notes.
And, or
at this point, when you're listening, reflecting on what happened over the holidays. Yes, there will be a lot to be discussed. But yeah.
Oh, the holidays, it's such a magical time, and it's such a fucking evil time for a lot of people.
It is. It is. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this year we're going into it okay. I don't have a lot of anxiety about it, so that's good. There's always a little bit, but I don't know. The big thing that I'm happy about, and this is just me, and I'm finally going to say this because I've always wanted to say this, but I don't think I've ever been able to say this. I'm engaged, and we know that, but my future in-laws, lovely human beings. Very much enjoy spending time with them, which I've never been really able to truly say all that honestly for anyone that I've been married to. And it's, we went up there the other day just to, have, some soup on a cold day. Her mom made something called pozole and it's delicious. It was just lovely. We had a nice little visit. It was great. Realtors that I just hired, cause I'm moving. I know people are like, what? You got the phone? Yeah, I am. Not far. We're just going to go up there, so we're closer together. And realtors are actually family friends, but very good realtor. And met them the other day, and they're, you know, very kind of, you know, mom and dad-ish. But again, they hung out with me. They came, saw the house. We ended up hanging out for like 3 hours after, having some drinks and just talking, and just nice, good humans. And I haven't had that in my life ever, really. It's on that side, yeah.
I'm so happy for you, because when you have a shitty in-law,
yeah,
and as we've noticed, it seems to always be the mother-in-law. Once in a while, the father-in-law is an issue, but more often than not, it is the mother-in-law.
Yeah,
and it can absolutely destroy your marriage. I've had a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a bad one now. Mine is currently elderly and unfortunately suffering from dementia.
Yeah.
But she was always very lovely to me. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a close relationship, but we didn't have a bad relationship.
Sure.
The one before, wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She was an alcoholic.
Uh-huh.
She accused me of stealing her son.
Stealing her son.
Yeah, stealing her son.
Like how? Like what is that? Like because you took him away from her?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's the thing.
He likes spending time with me, so therefore I stole him. When she got drunk, she would just lash out at me. I was obviously the issue.
Yeah.
And when I had surgery for an ovarian cyst, we don't need to go into anatomy here, but it was the size of a tangerine.
Wow. Okay.
And that's big. That's big and painful.
Yeah.
I was on a morphine pump and I remember she came up to me and she said, this better not cause you to not be able to have kids. Oh, I was laying God. In the bed.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Post-surgery. And that's what she said to me. The rest of the family was out in the hall and she like stayed behind and said that to me. And yeah, I was on a lot of narcotics at the time, but I know that's what she said to me.
Did you ever tell anybody? Did you tell your husband at the time?
I did tell my ex-husband because the marriage didn't survive.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's like, you were on a lot of medication. I'm like, you know what? I know she said this. I know. I fucking know she did. Well, I could write stories into our podcast about the shit she pulled.
And I'm sure it wasn't just that. I'm sure it had been a pattern of behavior that he had to have seen. Did he ever recognize it or was it like, well, that's just mom?
He did.
Okay.
He did. My senior prom, he was a year younger than me. My senior prom and his junior prom, she got drunk the night of prom and went after me.
Oh my God.
Not physically, but verbally.
Yeah.
Just before we left, we were taking pictures and she had some sort of a meltdown and she ended up, he forced her to call and apologize to me the next day. So he was very aware of the shit she was pulling.
Yeah.
He knew that she was an alcoholic. But the big thing was she worked in the airline industry and had been injured during a flight. And that's why she drank.
So, well, okay. She was self-medicating. Okay. She was self-medicating. Fun. Yeah. Oh my God.
So they were busy, you know, enabling her and making excuses. I have an L4, L5 herniation in my back and I'm not a raging alcoholic. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's right ways to handle things and there's wrong ways to handle things.
Right.
Relying on alcohol as your medication, never usually a good idea ever.
No.
But that's, you know, what some people do. Not that opioids or anything like that are any better, but to everybody kind of handles things their own ways and different, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I'm really happy for you that you've got in-laws that you don't have to think about on a daily basis. Like now, what are they going to fucking do?
Yeah.
You know, that they're just going to let your marriage do what it needs to do and grow and thrive. And they're just going to do their own thing. And you guys will get together and have soup and have a lovely time and go about your business.
Yeah. My God. Wow. Well, that's those are some interesting. It's this wealth of you go through life and you go, oh, I can use this for the show now. I was just saying that off the air. I said, I think the last 10 years of my life prepared me to do the show.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing. Some of the shit that you go through, maybe we really are going through it for a reason. You know, it just prepares you for the next journey.
If the only reason was to do this show, I don't know that that's fair, but
was it worth it?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could look at it then. Well, maybe I'm helping other people by them hearing the stories and then they're, understand and they don't feel alone or something of that nature. But
it's for the greater good that you went through this, Tony.
For the greater good, yes. All for the greater good. All right, what do we got? What do we got today?
All right, well, I am currently no contact with my mother-in-law. Well, yeah, see, here we go. Because she's a drug addict and an alcoholic who keeps lying and living a double life. She wants to be a doting, involved grandma, but also snorts perks. What's perks?
Percocet, I'm thinking.
Okay. Damn, where is she getting them? She steals money, and of course, she drinks. After back and forth with rehab over the years, me and my husband have cut her off from our lives for the sake of our children and my mental state. Mm-hmm. She is an emotional manipulator who makes you feel bad for her, so you give in. And then she lies and lets you down over and over again. It's just a vicious circle with these people. Obviously, no contact with her has made it awkward for family things. Either we won't go if she's around, or her and the father-in-law don't come. Mm-hmm. We've reiterated that her choices have caused this, not us. Father-in-law enables her behavior. He blames her for not being able to see the kids, but thinks we should also give in because we can't do this forever because it's hurting everyone. Well, no, she's hurting everyone. And she can't get better if she can't be a part of our lives. I will not give in. She will never be alone with my kids. And I'm tired of her putting me, her son, and everyone else through mental gymnastics. We are on the same page for now, but I feel if she keeps her sobriety, which I doubt, we will move to supervised visits eventually, which I'm okay with, but then I will be pressured to leave my kids with her, which I don't think I'll ever be comfortable with, ever. She is so good at lying.
Want more of the My Crazy Family podcast? Well, you're in luck. There's plenty of episodes to start binging away on right now for absolutely free. All you have to do is search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts or on Apple Podcasts. And find our program and press subscribe. My Crazy Family. Search for it now, press subscribe, and start binging away this instant. My Crazy Family. Enjoy.